We all know environmental preservation is, well, it's a massive regulatory battleground,
But
right?
definitely not some superhero movie.
Right. But the real friction actually happens in the fine print. So, welcome to today's deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Our mission today is to decode South Africa's 2014 Environmental Impact Assessment Regulations. And we're sourcing this straight from the official legal gazettes, which are freely accessible thanks to places like Laws Africa, GIFA, and Law Library.
Yeah, we're basically looking at how a nation legally balances massive corporate development with, actually preserving the environment.
Exactly. I mean, have you ever wondered who exactly stops a massive corporation from just building a toxic factory right next to a river? Today, you're going to find out.
And to really understand how the environment is protected, we first have to look at the people legally mandated to assess that potential damage.
Right.
I'm talking about the Environmental Assessment Practitioner, or EAP, and their specialists. The law requires them to be strictly independent.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the developer is actually the one footing the bill for the person grading their project, right?
Yeah, they have to hire the EAP.
Which immediately sounds like a conflict of interest. It's like hiring an independent home inspector, but they have to prioritize the building's structural integrity over the seller's desire to just close the deal.
That's exactly it.
So what happens if an EAP is caught hiding negative data to help a developer get their permit?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the law explicitly forces EAPs to perform their work objectively. The text literally says they have to do this, even if this results in views and findings that are not favorable to the application.
Wow, even if it tanks the project.
Exactly. And if their independence is compromised, they face total disqualification.
Wait, disqualification sounds strict on paper, but I mean, if a massive developer has deep pockets, couldn't they just eat the cost of hiring a second EAP, like a minor business expense?
You'd think so, but it's way more than a minor expense because of the cascading delays.
Oh, right. Time is money.
Exactly. The applicant is legally forced to pay out of pocket for an entirely new external review of all that compromised work. And in massive infrastructure, a delay of months while a new expert audits a tainted report, well, that costs
So
millions.
the financial friction just makes buying a favorable report too risky.
Right.
But finding those environmental risks is only half the battle, right? If an EAP flags, say, groundwater contamination, that data is useless if it just sits locked in a developer's desk drawer.
Completely useless.
So how does this law actually force that information into the hands of the community?
Well, that brings us to the strict public participation mandates. Since EAPs are legally bound to uncover the hard truths, the law guarantees the public gets to hear them. There's a minimum 30-day public participation process.
30 days, okay.
And it gets incredibly specific. It mandates physical notice cords at the site, and they have to be at least 60 centimeters by 42 centimeters.
Oh, wow. So they completely strip developers of that whole fine print tactic. You can't just like staple a tiny illegible index card to a telephone pole on a back road and claim you warned the neighborhood.
Exactly. You need the massive sign, you need newspaper ads, and you have to directly notify adjacent
Not
landowners.
as thorough.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's about genuine democratic engagement. The law explicitly forces developers to provide reasonable alternative methods to collect comments from people facing illiteracy, physical disabilities, or any other disadvantages.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. I noticed one highly specific rule regarding the timeline. The law explicitly pauses all legal timeframes between December 15th and January 5th.
Nice.
Is that just, government bureaucracy taking a vacation, or is that a deliberate firewall to stop developers from sneaking controversial projects past a distracted public while everyone is celebrating the holidays?
It is absolutely a deliberate firewall. Think about it. Without that holiday blackout, a developer can easily publish a notice about a controversial development on Christmas Eve.
Right, while everyone is distracted.
Exactly. They'd claim they consulted the public while everyone was busy carving a roast or traveling.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? These regulations prove that environmental protection isn't just about saving trees, it's about your legal right to shape the physical world around your home.
Yeah, we demand these rigorous, transparent impact assessments before a single shovel hits the dirt.
Which raises an important question for you to consider. Should we demand the exact same level of public assessment and legal blackout periods before massive tech companies roll out digital infrastructure or AI models?
That is a great point.
Because those systems alter our social environments just as permanently as a toxic factory alters a landscape. Definitely something to think about.